The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello. Once again, a large and enthusiastic audience will answer musical questions, helped occasionally by Frank Muir and David Franklin, versus Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Round one. A mark for the title, another mark for the composer. We begin, as always, with David Franklin. Yes, for a mark.
Yes. How many marks going altogether?
Another one for the title.
I've got to fight for the second.
Yes.
How about Leonora number three?
Oh, she's lovely, but it's not. No. No. Egmont Overture.
Oh, well.
Well, you know.
But one Beethoven.
Mark. Yeah, one mark anyway. Yes, for Beethoven. Dennis Norden.
I know. Yeah. It's Alwyn.
Complete title?
Dream of.
Dream of. Dream
Alwyn. Alwyn. Is it one of the sort of standard film composers of England around that time, or is it somebody they brought in for the job from abroad?
It's somebody concerned very much with light music, signature tunes, suites, that kind of thing. Not so much film scores, I would
Is it Charles Williams?
Yes, Charles Williams is right for the other mark. Ian Wallace.
Well, I think this is the week you're going to be kind to me. This is the round I regard as a nightmare, usually. And I'm lucky enough to know that one. Peter and the Wolf, Prokofiev.
That's right, a mark for each. Just about the sunniest tune ever written, I think, that one of Peter's. And now it's Frank Muir's turn. Let's pick it up.
It's my large friend on my left, my bulky partner, is under some foolish notion. He has some weird idea that it's the Bartered Bride by Smitner.
No, he's wrong, I'm afraid. He's quite wrong.
Oh, you...
quite wrong.
Try Schwander the Bagpipe. Say what? Try Schwander the Bagpipe.
I heard that.
Try Schwander the Bagpipe. Schwander the Bagpipe, Steve.
Well, for a second choice, half a mark, yes. The polka from Schwander the Bagpiper by, for a mark.
Oh. By Young Bunny Brays.
No marks there. By Weinberger. The polka from Schwander the Bagpiper.
I didn't want to give his secret away.
Simple questions in this round. Who's the girl? David, who's the girl?
It comes from a beetle. Not you, sir, Michel.
I see, yes. It's a beetle called Michel.
Yes, well, yes.
A girl beetle.
John, Paul, George, Ringo and Michelle. Yeah. And the whole Irish Guards band doing the playing there. Yes, Michelle, two marks. Same question again. Who's the girl? And this time the turn of Dennis Norton.
Please, no.
Well, you've heard of a pianist called Liberace. There's another one called Steverace. Who wrote a song called Nicola, which, according to the Radio Times, his daughter was 13 at the time, and it paid for her education. Because it enabled him to buy the school.
That's two marks, yes. Comes from a tune called Nicola. Mm. Ian Wallace, again, who's the girl?
She's wonderful, she's marvelous, Miss Annabelle Lee.
Thank you, yes.
There goes another teenager just switched off.
Yep, two marks for you and Miss Lee, and Frank Muir's turn.
Another Beatle. It's Rita, isn't it?
Yes, what was she doing for a living?
She was wont to read traffic meters.
Yes. It is Rita. You're right for two marks. Well, that was the music of songs. Now for the words of songs. David, if you experience sensations of delight by ululating under inclement climatic conditions, what have you in common with Gene Kelly?
Rain. And singing in the rain. What a glow. I can go on like for hours with this one. I know this one. Singing in the rain.
Yes, singing in the rain. That's right. Two marks there, Dennis. For an indication of whose approbation would you circumnavigate the earth 40 times on foot?
I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, would that be?
Yes, who?
Mammy.
Yes. Mammy. You're right for two marks again. Ian, you are yearning for the love of a foreign national. And you ask what else, in fact, anybody's heart could do in the circumstances. Question, where is the lady from?
Could be anywhere from the girl from Ipanema to Bonnie Mary of Bangor. What would my heart do?
Don't know.
Don't know.
Makes a change.
Lady of Spain, I adore.
Where did you get that from? Out there somewhere?
Tremendous generosity from the opposite side.
Oh, well, if that's the way they feel, fair enough. You get your, must get your two marks.
I think I only want to get one.
All right, then, one mark.
Yeah.
My heart is yearning just for you, and what else could any heart do, is the line. Frank, who will provide the music when you ogle me at a Hampstead pub?
That's a good question. I have to go right the way through this now.
Little German band.
Yes, yeah. The
little German band. Little German
band. Yes. Come and make eyes at me down at the old Bull and Bush. That's right.
Bush.
Next round, songs from the shows, but for two marks, which show? David.
Sunrise, sunset. Swiftly from the days, seedlings down of a night to star love, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset.
We thought that was nice to listen to, so left it on a bit.
Yes, indeed. Splendid. The string player on the tiles.
Oh, we see. We're in the mood of the last round. Yes. Yes. In other words...
A fiddler on the roof.
Fiddler on the roof for two marks.
Cat got on the roof.
Which show is this from, next?
It's Kismet, and actually Ian is on that album.
Where did you get that from?
Oh,
you
got
that
from Ian. Yeah. It seemed important to him, so I conveyed it.
Of course it's important.
He does other things besides this program.
Yes. He must have forgotten the catalogue number, or he'd have given that too. Ian, it's your turn, and I assure you that Dennis isn't singing on this record.
It's a coward show.
Yes.
Tonight at 8:30.
No, earlier than that.
Tonight at 6.
No, that was one of his earlier works. No, I don't know.
This Year of Grace. No ox there, I'm afraid. And Frank's turn. It's a difficult one.
It's terrible, isn't it? The title of the song is There's No Business Like Show Business from Ernie Get Your Gun, anti-war musical. Ernie Get Your Gun by Irving Berlin.
Yes, well, for Ernie Get Your Gun, for the name of the show, too much. Now for a round that has come to be known as Muir's Folly. In this, our contestants sing the words of songs. There our keyboard man leaves off. David, can you continue this, please, when Graham Daly stops?
Oh, my papa.
His father's down the coal mine. It's a follow-on to Don't Go Down the Mine, Daddy.
I haven't heard a note of singing.
All right, I'll put what we've got in. Oh, mine, Papa, don't go down the mine, Papa. Oh, mine, Papa.
Anybody got a humane killer? The vet in the house.
How many should I give an audience? One and a half. All right, one and a half, yes. One and a half. Our adder upper can't do half, so we'll have one and a half. Sorry. And a bit of singing, please, from Mr. Norton.
This is a song that was about two brewers who are in love with one another, and they sing, you ferment for me, I ferment for you. Nature fashioned you, then there's a line you only, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled into one. You're like a haunting melody. You never stand.
But I'm content.
The angels must
me.
A base audience. Wins you 3 marks. Good. Ian.
Garden, Maud, for the...
No, I've forgotten it.
For something bad tonight has flown. Come into the garden, Maud. I am there at the gate, alone. I am there at the gate.
alone.
Wow. Not surprising, is it?
It's the most beautiful song I know.
You didn't get the bit about, and the woodbine spices are wafted abroad. And the musk of the rose is blown, but ne matter, 3 marks for you there. And some singing from Frackville.
It goes, it goes up and down. But normally, if it is sung, it's sort of recitativo. I'm using the operatic term here.
Feel free to.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded, and the going is pretty rough. Though admitting the fact she's learning to act, I don't think that's quite enough.
Don't put your daughter on the stage.
3 marks. On to the next round. Opera questions for 2 marks. David, in which opera, by whom, would you find a marriage broker, a circus manager, a tightrope walker, and a comedian?
Bard of Pride.
Yes, by?
Smetana.
That's right, for 2 marks, yes. Dennis, your turn. Dennis, what do you know about La Vie Parisienne?
Well, musically, nothing. I don't know, it's an operetta, I think.
Yes.
And I would be inclined to say that if it's anything, yes, Offenbach, I'm offered. do I hear anything?
Yes, but, 2 marks for La Vie Parisienne by, as you say, what you nearly said, by Jacques Offenbach. Ian, you are a Scot. With one T, Sir Walter Scott, with two T's, wrote many novels, which were turned into literally dozens of operas. Who wrote the music for The Fair Maid of Perth and for Ivanhoe?
Bizet, Fair Maid of Perth.
That's for 1 mark, yes.
Ivanhoe, I don't know.
Oh, pity. There were a couple I've got down here. Sullivan or Nicolai, the man who wrote The Merry Wives of Windsor. He did one as well. Anyway, that's 1 mark out of 2. And Frank's turn. Frank, what begins with an esultate?
An Italian meal, isn't it? The what? Could you repeat? My little friend is hard of hearing.
What begins with an esultate?
It's an operatic question.
Yes. It's not only an operatic question, it's a Shakespearean one as well. To give you a slight clue. Yes.
Is it now?
Would you like to give up here and now?
Yes.
Well, the thing that begins with it is the first act of Verdi's Otello. Very difficult tenor part. Esultate. Well, don't know. And what's more, your colleague looks as though he doesn't believe me either. That it's true. And we have the situation at the moment, scoreboard-wise, whereby Ian and Dennis lead by 2 marks. It is well known, I think, that Dennis Norden used at one time to be a cinema manager. With questions about music from films, we'll soon know whether he was paying attention or not. Or just chatting up the usherettes.
I was selling ices. That tray weighs very heavy, I can tell you.
Anyway, the subject is films. David, 1 mark for the name of the film, another mark for the performer on the record, please. So it's the title of the film and the title of the record performer. Here's yours first.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Film?
Well, the film is Pinocchio.
Yes. I'm always surprised at what you do know, as well as surprised at what you don't know.
Sometimes I surprise myself. Yes.
You won't know the singer. You couldn't know the singer. Freddie?
What?
Freddie. Freddie of Freddie and the Dreamers, it was. Yes. Yes, proving that he likes singing. The chap who bounces up and down. Anyway, Pinocchio, 1 mark.
Like Pinocchio.
Yes, actually, yes. And Dennis, your turn.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I.
Pure peaches and cream, that voice.
Marvellous.
Yes.
It's Ella Fitzgerald.
And the film,
and the
title
film is Pal Joe.
Yes, 2 marks. There. Ian's turn.
The film is Exodus.
Yes.
And the singer is the late Edith Piaf.
Yes, you would be right for the other mark. Frank, your turn.
When the world in which we live in gets a bit too much to bear, and you need someone to lean on, when you look there's no one there, you're gonna find me.
This is a song by Pinky and Perky.
Yeah, that's a mark.
It's called Down the Country.
Just the film?
Yeah, you know the film, isn't it? I don't know which film it comes from.
Well,
is it? Cliff Richard.
Half a mark for saying the Cliff Richard film. Title of the film, Finders Keepers. We march out finally with some marches. One mark for the name of the march, another for the composer of the march, David.
March of the Siamese Children from The King and Me.
And name of the composer?
Rogers.
Richard Rogers. I will give you that. There's 2 marks there. Dennis, your march. Put your caps on.
Frank and I were in there.
Yeah.
My sergeant saying to me, if you drop your rifle this time, faint. it's the Royal Air Force March.
Yes. Do you know who wrote the music there?
Walford Davis, I think.
So Walford Davis, yes. That's a mark. Yes. Title mark for the composer. 2 marks there. Ian Wallace, your turn. Were you in that lot?
No. Not in that lot. Turkish march?
No, really not. It's March Slav. Bye. Can you get a mark for the composer?
No, I can't.
Try Glinka.
No.
Stop putting in the commercial.
Well, I'm afraid that's no marks there, Ian. You can afford it, don't worry. Tchaikovsky, the composer. Frank, in your case, not the name of the composer, because I don't think even the composer knows the name of the composer. But first the title, and then the name of the instrument, please.
Thank you.
The instrument's a lovely instrument, isn't it? It's a fairground organ.
Calliope. Have you a name for it, please?
It's a calliope.
Glicker.
Gavioli is the word I'm after.
Fairground organ.
You get a mark for that, and the other mark for the name of the tune, the name of the march.
An American march.
Yes.
Under the turbo, spreading.
Yes.
Twin eagles, double eagle.
Double eagle, yes, thank you. That's your other mark, I suppose, yes.
Hard won.
Two marks, then. The composer was actually J.F. Wagner. And there, I'm afraid, we must leave my music. This week, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden win by 2.5 marks. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard, and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.